Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Robin Harvey Kuntz with Hospice of Washington County.
We are having our 18th annual 5K Memorial Walk Run for Hospice of Washington County.
And with this, do you have a lot of family members who then walk or run in memoriam?
We do. We have a lot of families that are registered this year. We have families that send in photos from various different places across the country. Unfortunately, they can't always come, but they send in photos of their loved one. And then we have families that are more local that can come and walk or run for their loved one.
And if people want to do this Saturday, how do they sign up?
Well, they can call our office and they can sign up over the phone, or they can show up out there at the day of the event. A registration starts at 8 and the race begins at 9 o'clock promptly. 17 and under is $25, and then for 18 and up, it's $30.
And how are those funds then used?
Well, all the funds we receive from our fundraisers, from memorials, from donations and such like that, goes to a fund that we apply to care for our hospice patients. Anyone who comes to us that is hospice qualified can receive hospice care. Different diseases have different criteria, so it depends on what the disease is and how far advanced they are. But if anyone comes to us with a 6 month or less life expectancy, then they can receive hospice care if it's deemed by a doctor and such like that. So all those funds that we receive from all these fundraisers goes into caring for these family members and for the loved ones.
Can you explain what all goes into hospice care?
Hospice care is structured toward the individual that's receiving it. It depends on who it is, what their disease is, if they're in pain, how far along they are, where they live, if they have people there to help them with their specific needs throughout the day. It's very tailored toward each individual. Now, the hospice care that we have in town with Hospice of Washington County, we have the ability to go out to wherever the patient is. So if they're in a facility, if they're at the hospital, if they're in a long-term care facility, assisted living, or their own home or someone else's home, we can go out and take care of them. For some people who need more specialized treatment, we can help them to receive that maybe at a hospice center. So depending on what they want, their specialized care, their funds, we can direct them to where they need to go. It is really tailored to the individual. We have several different disciplines that take care of the patients. We have, of course, the nurses. We have a medical director. We have a pharmacist. We have an assistant medical director. We have CNAs, which are hospice aides that go out and help with daily cares. We also have therapists. We have 2 music therapists, and we also have 2 massage therapists. And they go out and they will help the patients in any way they need to be. It is one of the wonderful ways that helps people to relax, to overcome pain, anxiety, whatever they may be facing at this time in their life.
And with this walk on Saturday, is it a chance to then celebrate those who we've lost?
It is. It's a way for families to come out and kind of enjoy the day, thinking of their loved ones, spending it walking on the trail, looking at so many other people that have passed, and understanding they're not alone. It's also a day for community members to come out and pay respect to the people that have gone before. You know, they may know somebody, and they may be completely surprised that that person's there, you know, that they're paying respect to them, honoring them. We have some serious runners that come out also that like to run, and so they're out, and it always amazes me. Some of them go up and down the pathway several times, and then they run the race, and then they come in, and I'm just like, wow, they are amazing. So we have the serious runners, we have the walkers, we have people that come out with a walker, sometimes in wheelchairs. We have little ones from anywhere from 1 to 2 years old all the way up to, I think our oldest walker last year was 87. We have awards that we give out for the different age ranges, the top male and top female of each age range, as well as the overall male and female. We also have awards for the oldest walker and the youngest walker and the highest fundraiser. We also have like different gift certificates that various running organizations has given us. So we raffle those off as well.
And again, if somebody wants to register Saturday morning, where can they do that and where should people line up for the race?
Well, the race takes place in the lower section of Sunset Park down by the rocket slide. We have a pavilion that we have set up for registrations and such like that. The registration begins at 8 o'clock, so I would suggest they get out there as quickly as possible around 8. It is a little busy in the very beginning and it kind of trails off, but if they want to come out for it, it is a wonderful time. It is a lot of fun, and I think people would be surprised just how fun it is. The track is, it goes off through Sesquicentennial Park and goes up on the Kiwash Trail and goes out a little bit and then comes back. And so it's a beautiful trek. You know, you're out in Mother Nature and dealing with nature, and it's just a lot of fun.
That's been today's Washington Page with Robin Harvey Kuntz of Hospice of Washington County talking about their 5K on Saturday. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.